Let's go through some of those symptoms in a little bit more detail. What does heat do to somebody who has Fabry's?
Well, we don't sweat properly. So anhidrosis or hyperhidrosis, either reduced sweating or absent sweating, causes pain, makes you feel bad. And so, you know, life is hard in that way that if you get out in the sun or you exercise too much, you don't sweat, it makes you feel bad and it gives you pain. It triggers the peripheral neuropathy, I think, that happens with Fabry disease.
When did you enter the armed forces?
Initially when I was 18 years old.
Help me then understand, you had a diagnosis of Fabry's made at the age of 25,
right,
and you must have gone through basic training when you were 18.
Right.
How on earth did that work?
Well, I think we found that it's common for kids to have a lot of the initial symptoms of Fabry disease, pain, lack of sweating, GI issues. And then for many children, they get better as they get into, as they become older teens and on through early 20s. And then you seem to get a reprieve. And I think that'll, and along with the fact that I started in the Air Force, which wasn't as bad as the Army. And so you only had to do a one-mile run once a year in the Air Force as your physical fitness test. That helped quite a bit.
That's not true in the Army, though.
That's not true in the Army. Right.
You were in both the Air Force and the Army.
Right.
So you managed to get through the basic training at the age of 18.
Right. I think I had a reprieve in symptoms, which helped. Not entirely, because I still struggled quite a bit. I was an underachiever in the Air Force physically, more so in the Army. So I got out of the military when, after 8 years in the Air Force, went to school, got back in the military, and then I went through some really, really difficult times physically, but I just seemed to always get through it.
Explain or describe some of those difficult times.
Well, they made us sweat a lot more, or they made us do things that would cause people to sweat a lot more, but of course I didn't,
right,
and so I overheated easily.
Did you pass out?
I never passed out. The worst situation I can remember was we were on a 15-mile road march in the Army. Luckily, it was at night, and it was raining a little bit, which made it better for me, but it was still the kind of hot and tired that I was different than most of the people around me. So by the end of the road march, everyone had something of mine. Someone was carrying my weapon and my rucksack and my canteens and everything. I had my shirt off, and I was dumping canteens of water over my head. I was beet red in the face, but I made it. And so, and at the end of the march, of course, I had lost control of my bodily functions. I was really in tough shape, but I survived the march. And that's sort of the story of my entire military career. I survived it.
But that's quite the story of that march, because you had no idea why you couldn't do it.
Right. So I just, as a kid, it was always the same. I would have to stop doing things that other kids were doing. We'd play baseball, and I'd have to quit early. And we'd do one thing or another, and I'd quit early. And I always kind of walked away hanging my head, not, you know, thinking it was just me. I just wasn't tough enough. And, of course, I had six brothers, which made that even worse. And some of them were overachievers physically, and I was the underachiever.
As you have moved on in age, what are the symptoms that have bothered you now the most?
Well, so we can separate the symptoms into two things, quality of life and life-threatening. And the quality of life symptoms, of course, are pain, chronic GI problems, which have ruined my life from time to time.
What, diarrhea primarily?
Yeah, for me, prominently irritable bowel syndrome-like diarrhea symptoms. And so you just did the best I could. And, you know, we could get some medications that would help a little bit, but it wasn't until enzyme replacement therapy that really got better. And today it still flares up. So, you know, the pain, the overheating from not sweating, the GI symptoms were always bad. And then, of course, later on in life, it turns into heart disease, kidney disease, lung disease, which I have all of. I have a pacemaker defibrillator. You know, causes the thickening of the heart wall, left ventricle wall of the heart, chronic kidney disease. But for me, unlike a lot of people with Fabry, my kidneys have held up pretty well. So I've, you know, chronic kidney disease stage one, right. And I seem to be stable, thanks to Dr. Aladdick for keeping me that way. But my heart has caused me some problems. That's the worst thing that's going on with me now.